Now, I know it's difficult on a day like this. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. Behind it is the same kind of faith that lets us take comfort from praying our Father, which art in heaven. For if we have a heavenly Father, we need not to have a troubled heart. Loving fathers mend broken hearts. And behind the advice of our Lord's words, as recorded in John's Gospel, there are other admonitions too. Christ has invited us, for example, with these words, come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. More importantly, however, there's two messages that seem to contradict each other. Sometimes people say, the Bible contradicts itself. No, the Bible don't contradict itself. It's just that we think it does at times. And proof of that is with these two scriptures. Often, when we gather on occasions like this, we pray to ask God to give us the strength not to grieve, like those who have no hope. On the other hand, Jesus taught us in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are those who mourn or grieve, for they shall be comforted. I think we can all sometimes feel the tension between the two. This is a very sad day, but it's also a very glad day. And the only way that we can get through it is to grieve and to sing and enjoy one another's company. We have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. I take a little different take on the Left Behind series because Jim is already in heaven and we are left behind. Why are we left behind? To encourage one another, to love one another, to support one another through this grieving process. I think the only way to get through this as a Christian is to grieve as a Christian. To be filled with the hope of eternal life. We call it the blessed hope. But I want to take a moment and just share some beautiful things that I have come to know about Jim Packard. During these last few years, Judy and I, my wife, we'd pray with them, especially when Betty got sick and we would visit them. And then Betty went home to be with the Lord, and we continued to stay and pray with Jim and try to encourage him. And Judy would make him some little banana bread when he would come to church, and he would always give her a kiss and say, I love you. But, you know, we talked about a thing called a holy kiss. And every time that we would get together, when we would depart, he would always give me a holy kiss. And it became so special. I'm a crybaby too, by the way. So whenever we would have prayer with him, whether it was with Jim or when they were together, it was always an affirmation at the end with a solid amen. And you could tell that amen was sincere as we held hands. Sometimes one of them was quite ill in prayer, either with the bedside or sometimes sitting in the chair. We would always make sure that we come close to them. And you've got to understand that when he said amen, it was not a mild amen. It came from the heart filled with faith. And looking back over his 91 years, he knew that he had a heavenly Father, a loving Father. The very sad day is also a very glad day. And I say it by faith, and you can say it by faith, but Jim now knows that he has a heavenly Father who loves him, who makes a day for us untroubled, because we rejoice in knowing that there's no more tears, no more pain, as it says in the book of Revelation, that he is safely home with the Lord. We know what happened next for God's own Son. We know that the funeral of Jesus was not the last event. Even we call that Friday Good, which our Lord was buried. And we call this day a glad day. Glad because it is not Jim's last day. Because on Resurrection Sunday, God answered our sadness. Because God had promised to you and to me and to Jim what He did for His only Son, Jesus, He would do for us. That's why we don't mourn like those who have no hope. We've been told a few things about what's next. We've been told that we are like Jesus and we get a brand new body, praise God, because this was getting wore out. And to live eternally, a vigorous and a healthy and a painless eternal life in our spiritual bodies. A little jealous, Jim, that you got yours, and I'm looking forward to getting mine and looking forward to being with you in this next life. And also rejoice that he met Betty at the pearly gates, his sweetie. Then the Lord meshed these things together like a tough wire chain link fence, holding back those forces that would make it a sad day. For after all, what really matters, if Jesus is the only one ever to rise from the dead, that's good for him. But what about us? We are linked as he is. We are also able to live forever because of the resurrection. That's why we don't call it a funeral service. Funeral indicates that it's final. No, the resurrection. Hope for eternal life.